Bikurim chapter 1, Mishnah 1. Bikurim is, this Masechta is going to deal with the laws of the first fruits, and there is a special mitzvah from the Torah to bring the first fruits up to the temple, up to Jerusalem and to the temple, and to hand it to the Kohen over there, and also to read a special text that the Torah sets out. So the first fruits that one has to bring is only from the first fruits from the seven species. If it was one of the seven species, then it had to be brought up. But if it was not one of the seven species, then it didn't have to be brought up. The seven species, just to mention them, are wheat, barley, wine, figs, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey. Those are the seven species. And the honey that we're talking about over here is obviously not bee honey. It's honey extracted from dates. Okay, so those seven species would need to be brought up, says the Mishnah, Yesh Mavin Bikurim Vakorin. Some people bring the Bikurim up and they recite the text. Mavin Velo Korin, some bring Bikurim up but they do not recite the text. The Yesh Ein Mavin, and some do not bring Bikurim at all. And the Mishnah is going to explain who falls into these categories. The first category, Elisha Einan Mavin, the from Bikurim is not brought for, from the following. If a person plants, he sinks a shoot from a vine into his own soil, and then he takes the other end of it and he sinks it into the soil either of his neighbor or into the public domain. So this vine is now drawing nourishment from two places. One is his and one is either his neighbor's or the public domain. And we'll see in the next Mishnah why that is excluded from the law of Bikurim. V'chein ha-mavrich mitoch shel yachid or mitoch shel rabim l'soch shelo. So to the reverse case, if he brings a vine that's planted in his neighbor's vineyard or in the public domain, and he then brings it and he directs it into the soil in his property, that's also now drawing nourishment from two places and is not subject to the laws of Bikurim. And lastly, Hanotel l'soch shelo v'hivrich l'soch shelo. He has a vineyard planted in his own property, in his own soil, and he has directed it and sunken another shoot on the other side also in his own soil. V'derech ha-yachid v'derech ha-rabim be'emtza. But running between the two pieces of soil where this vineyard is planted is a public or private road. And the public or private road separates these two pieces of his soil. Harei ze eino mevi, from such a vine, fruit, the first fruits don't need to be brought. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kaze Mavi. Rabbi Yehuda says one does bring. He would disagree, and he disagrees. And the case that he disagrees with over here is only the last case where there's a private or public road intervening. He would, in that case over there, he would say does bring, but he would agree with the first two cases, and we'll see why in the next Mishnah.